Welcome to See Christ Today. I am Beth Fernie Johnson, pastor at St. Stephen in Sylvania, Ohio. On Sunday, the Old Testament psalm is one that I really quite like. It's Psalm 90, and we'll take a look at it from verses 1 to about verse 8. And I thought I'd read it, and then in between reading verses, just comment a little bit on it. Lord, you've been our refuge from one generation to another. And I like that. I like knowing the fact that we stand in a long line of people who have believed in God. And when I have doubts and when others around me voice their doubts about God, I always point to that, that this is not something we're doing on our own just because we thought it was a good idea. But over the centuries, millions and billions of people have also believed and doubted and believed and doubted. And so we stand in that big cloud of witnesses. Picking up with verse 2. Before the mountains were brought forth, or the land and the earth were born, from age to age, you are God. The God has always been and always will be. Verse 3. You turn us back to the dust and say, turn back, O children of earth. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You sweep them away like a dream. They fade away suddenly like the grass. In the morning it is green and flourishes. In the evening it is dried up and withered. This time of year we see signs of fall all around us. The frost has come. The grass in the yard is starting to look brown and ugly. The leaves are falling. The trees are more and more just bare branches against the sky. And we have that sense that the summer is done. The season is over. And yet God still is there. And how many times has God watched the seasons change? Over and over and over again. We might do this for 80 years or so, but God has done it for much, much longer. In verse 7, for we are consumed by your anger. We are afraid because of your wrath. Our iniquities you have set before you, and our secret sins in the light of your countenance. That just as God knows everything about our planet, God also knows everything about us. And so our problems, our failures, our secret sins are not secret to God. God knows them. God knows them and sees them. And because God sees them, it forces us to acknowledge that, yeah, we do have sins. We do have issues that we need to work on. We are not perfect people, but we are on the way, we hope. The last verse here in verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. I think here the psalm writer is encouraging us to make every day count. To come before God with those secret sins and those iniquities, those problems, issues we're dealing with, and say, look, God, you have seen it all. You've seen it all in generations before. You've seen it in me. Forgive me, God. Forgive me. And through the blood of Jesus on the cross, God says, yes. Yes, you are forgiven. You are forgiven. And then God also gives us a challenge. In thankfulness for this gift you've been given, go and try your best to do better, little bit by little bit, knowing that as we continue to be saints and sinners, as we continue to sin, we will need to come before God again and again and again and ask for forgiveness, and again and again and again be forgiven and be sent out, washed clean again. Some questions to ponder. How do you strive to make every day count? And I really don't like the word strive in there because it makes it sound like it's hard. But what do you do to make every day count? What are the things that you love doing? What are the things that you do because you know you should? What do you do to make every day important? Secondly, where do you need forgiveness for your secret sins? And how and when do you ask God for forgiveness for those things? And lastly, for you, is it important to think about God being a refuge from one generation to another? Or does that not have much of an impact for you? If you'd like to explore these questions, please go to our Facebook page, Seek Christian. With you on the journey, as together we seek Christ, please tune in again next week. Blessings.